I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. An official with Westmoreland Coal Company says despite its current financial crunch, its three Montana mines are profitable. Jesse Noel joined Congressman Greg Gianforte and other coal and oil industry representatives to talk about the energy sector. Noel is the Director for Environmental and Regulatory Affairs for Westmoreland's U.S. operations. The Colstrip resident says he can't say anything above what's already been reported in the company's annual report filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. It's known as the Form 10-K.
I can't say much more than what's in our 10-K. You know, our mines produce cash. We've got some debt to restructure. And something's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. Could be one of a number of things.
In its 10-K filing, it was mentioned one option was seeking protection from creditors under Chapter 11 of the Bankruptcy Code.
I can't tell you that those mines are profitable mines. They're good places to work. At the end of the day, we all hope they're going to be there, and they should be because they're profitable.
Noel says the company currently employs about 500 people. He told Gianforte, last year Westmoreland paid in taxes about $39 million to the federal government, $34 million to the state of Montana, and another $11 million to the Crow Tribe. A number of factors are responsible for tough times facing the coal industry, the top being competition from cheap natural gas. Coal-fired power plants are also shuttering their doors.
That's tough for our industry, but like in Colstrip with our mine mouth plant, we're going to try to continue moving on. WRI, we've worked out agreements with the tribe. We're going to try to keep that open as long as we can. Our little Savage mine in Savage, Montana, we're going to keep supplying coal to the sugar beet factory and the power plant over in Sydney. So we're just going to keep chugging along and fight through this fight and do what we can and keep these jobs in Montana.
Noel and Todd O'Hare of Cloud Peak Energy both told Gianforte the pressure has eased somewhat under the Trump administration as it's been rolling back environmental and regulatory measures they say were strangling their industry. And they still look to sell coal to customers overseas, especially in Asia. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.